You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Last night, the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol started showing the evidence it's been gathering about who knew what and when. To build that case and tell the story, members are relying on all sorts of technology, video footage, social media communication, and text messages. Alex Howard is director of the Digital Democracy Project. He says a major focus in all this is the role social media and virtual communication played before, during, and after the attack.
What we saw is something quite different in modern times, which is a seditious conspiracy planned out and implemented in the open. There's a great deal of open source intelligence that journalists, analysts, other people could see in the months leading up to January 6th. What we're going to, I think, have more understanding of over the next couple of weeks is the extent to which the people at the tech companies and people in government can now understand what happened on private timelines along with the groups and the tweets that we could all see in public.
The Select Committee sent data requests to a number of tech companies, from Google to 4chan. What was the committee looking for?
One might be the content of messages. The other might be metadata, the relationships of different accounts to each other, to understand which accounts were the center of different networks of people organized and self-organizing, directing actions. And then the third is what the staff at the companies themselves knew in the moment.
How have these tech companies responded to the requests?
We don't know entirely. There's a request to Twitter to get access to internal Slack messages between staff, perhaps interested in some of these questions. I believe Twitter is fighting that. And until the committee sort of shows its work to us a lot more, and the companies come forward to say, this is what we shared, this is what we didn't, and why, you and I and everyone else will be trying to figure that out together.
As you mentioned, some of the social media content posted on platforms like Twitter and Facebook is public, and some of the communications leading up to January 6th also happened on encrypted messaging platforms. What have we, and I guess the committee, learned about which types of virtual communications are privileged and which are not through all of this?
The question of what's sort of in people's direct messages, for instance, is a pretty interesting one. We all are very familiar with President Trump's tweets, but we don't know very much at all about his direct messages or whether he used that part of the platform at all. And you can't necessarily know about content if something's encrypted unless you're able to compromise one of the two ends of it. But if you were able to get access to something, then the question of privilege is a legal one, not a technical one.
Alex Howard is director of the Digital Democracy Project. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.